This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Festivals, Inc. CEO, Brianna Monk. Welcome to Issues 2025.
Thank you for having me this morning.
I see you brought somebody along with you. It's just this year's Windwagon Smith to the show. Let's welcome him. Alan Howarder, is that the way you say your name?
Howarder.
Yes. You can
speak
right up. You don't have to be bashful.
Howarder. Good morning, Steve.
You weren't bashful in the hall, so still don't do it now. All right, we'll let you talk in just a couple of minutes here. I want to start with Brianna. You've only been festival CEO for a short time.
Yeah, it's 4 months so far.
4 months. What did you do before this?
So before this, I was living in New Jersey, North Arlington, New Jersey, to be exact, about 15 minutes from the Lincoln Tunnel, and I was doing a vice president of operations for a trucking company on the East Coast.
So how in the world did you get here?
I was here before. Before I left, I was working for the city of Derby, and I was their director of senior center and transportation down there.
Oh, okay. So does this feel good to come back to the Midwest? Or?
It does. It does. You know, I always have a joke. I said, two clicks will take me home. One click will give me a suggestion. So I two-clicked it and got it back here.
All right. Well, I know it's a little different pace here, I'm sure.
It is. But you know what? I like it. It's consistent.
Mm-hmm. Wichita Festivals, Inc., the best known for the River Festival, of course. What other things does the Festivals, Inc. do?
So other things that we do Autumn and Art, which is a major art festival that we do over at Bradley Fair. So after we end with Riverfest, we go over and start doing all the preparations for that. So it's an ongoing thing year-round, for sure.
A year-round. How is Festivals, Inc. funded?
Festivals, Inc. is a nonprofit organization. The way we are funded is by sponsors, grants, and private donors. Because of that, we are able to continue to run our organization and be consistent year over year.
Can you tell me what your annual budget is, approximately?
It is whatever we can raise.
Really?
That always changes. There is nothing consistent on our budget. But one thing we do know is that everything that we raise and receive, we absolutely put forth and put it back into the community and back into the city of Wichita.
Now, how many employees do you have?
I have 9 employees. And they are, every last one of them are awesome.
Are they all full-timers? Or?
We have a couple of part-timers, and the rest are full-time, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, this year's River Festival, if I've got my dates right, is May 30th to June 7th.
That is correct.
And by the time this is on the air, we'll be in the middle of the first weekend there. But what are you hoping for attendance-wise, Brianna?
I would love to beat last year. I believe last year we had an approximate of about 260,000 people. I'm modest on my increases, so I would like to at least see 275,000 plus attendees at this year's festival.
How do you count them? Is it just an estimate? Or?
It is a rough estimate. It can be, but we do have people who have the door clickers every time someone passes by there. We have our security that actually does a lot of the metal detector checks. Those count people. And then we do it by square feet. So we actually clock it from the sky. We have some satellite data that we collect that assist us. So we have 3 different ways that we measure the amount of people that come into festival.
What number of festival is this? 51?
This is 53. So we've been up at 53 years, and our admiral, though, is Admiral 51.
All right. So he's younger.
He is. He's a young buck there.
I remember this thing started. I don't know if you're around, but I've lived in Riverside for most of my life now. And it kind of, I think, grew out of the old North High River Festival. They did one every year. And maybe Alan knows more about this than I do. I'll ask him in a minute here. Let's just say, how have the visitors' numbers been the past few years? You were just saying that you've been averaging, what, about 250 or 230?
250 to 260,000.
Gore, that one year you had a little problem with the thing called the pandemic, I'm sure.
Yeah, that word there is a bad word at our festival there. But year over year, and amazingly, we are continuing to run even after that.
Okay. Alan, you are Windwagon Smith number 51, as Brianna said. Pronounce your last name again for me, will you?
Hoarder.
Hoarder. Okay. Have you been, you're number 51. What are your duties?
Anything and everything I've been told to do so far. I'm considered to be the face of the volunteers, and the festival would not survive without the approximate 7,000 volunteers they have.
I know that. I've known that over the years. People always, how many, do you have any people that are volunteers that have just been doing it forever? Other than you, Alan, I'm sure you've been around. How long have you been doing volunteer work there?
I believe I started volunteering in the food court as on a committee member handling the ticket sellers in 1980.
Okay. And you told us your duties. You got that jacket on there. It looks kind of heavy. Is that kind of fun to... Couldn't they get you an outfit with maybe some shorts, some lederhosen or something like that?
That would be my desired method of clothing. Fortunately, my 23 schooner mates get to wear shorts as they accompany me through the 9 days of the River Festival.
Let's talk about that for just a minute. We don't have any schooner mates with us, but who are the schooner mates? One of you can tell me. Go ahead.
Schooner mates, I consider them to be the best of the best. They are high school juniors, and they are from the surrounding high schools and also from the high schools within the city of Wichita. And they are, again, I consider them to be the best of the best. They're good, and I refer to them as kids because they're young, but they're enthusiastic, and they're going to bring energy to the festival and keep me energized.
How many are there?
There's 23 of them.
23, and they come. How did they get to be one?
The high schools select them or give them some information. They go through an application process, and they are selected and normally notified, I believe, in November of the year before the River Festival.
What is your non-River Festival profession?
I am a CPA by trade, spent 28 years in public accounting, and currently am the vice president of financial reporting for a oil company here in town.
Okay. Help me out if on the beginning of River Festival, there are a couple things I remember, and I think it also was kind of a part of the annual book sale or something over at the Wichita Art Museum. They combined several activities every year and said, hey, let's do this thing. Is that how you've got it?
In the past, there's been a art and book market in Century 2 for a couple of days. I believe it's normally during the first weekend. That has evolved over the years. But I do remember last year there was still a day where they had the crafts and books and art in there, but as Brianna said, there is a Ottoman Art Festival that Wichita Festivals puts on normally in September up at Bradley Fair.
I remember when they first started this, because I've been in radio now in Wichita for 55 years. I've been here before you got started, and I remember when they came to us. I was working for a little rock and roll station at the time, radio station. I think it was two women came and started telling me about the River Festival. And I said, that's very interesting. They wanted some promotion. We had no idea what they were talking about. I don't think we ever did anything for them.
Oh, wow.
Until the thing got started, and then everybody, every radio station and TV station got involved.
Yes.
Not so much anymore, I don't think. But that's the way it took a little while to get going. There was also, it grew out of the Centennial, did it? Did it?
Yes,
not?
The Wichitennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us about that.
So the Wichitennial started back in the 70s, and that used to be the original name of Riverfest. It did not turn over to Riverfest until about 10 years in before that name actually changed. And it started out with just people from the city of Wichita and the Parks and Recs Department just kind of getting some things together and some activities, and they realized that there was an amazing need for this type of festival to bring the community together. After that, they continued to grow, and they start seeing larger numbers, and they realize, wait a minute, this is bigger than, you know, just a small festival. We need a committee. And then hence the committee began to grow, and then they added on. And then by the time it reached that point, they realized we need a CEO or president to kind of run this, because now it's its own entity. As it continued to grow, and then their relationship with the Wagon Masters, we have what we have today because of the blood, sweat, and tears that went into creating what we have. And I absolutely adore and admire the people that put in the work to make Riverfest happen.
Is there one of these? Is this anybody else doing this anywhere? Or anything? I'm sure something similar.
Oh, yes. They're all kind of festivals that are similar to Riverfest, just not one that is as long as we've been running and the size of what we have.
And back to Alan, Windwagon Smith, for those who don't know, what the heck? Tell us about the legend of Windwagon Smith. Is that a Disney thing exclusively?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, there's actually a little video that I believe you can still go online and watch it. And it talks about how the Windwagon Smith came about and how it was going across the prairie with the wind driven. And I'm not sure who exactly incorporated that into Wichita festivals, but I did watch the video earlier in this year after I was named Windwagon Smith, so I'd know a little bit about it.
And if that actually had been something that actually occurred, the Windwagon would always go north because of the south wind here. We'd always go to Nebraska, right?
That would be correct.
So why is it important for folks to support this big party locally?
Yeah, it is important for folks to support us. For one, it builds the economy. For two, it pumps money into the city of Wichita. And I'm not talking about a little bit of money. I'm talking about several millions of dollars that gets pumped into our economy here because of the people that are local as well as the surrounding areas that come out and support. The additional support keeps our organization up and running because of the button sales and because of the percentages that we get from food sales and different things like that. We're able to continue to finance what the type of festival they see year over year. So it's important that we have that type of support from our community.
When you talk about the people who come, obviously from around the area, mm-hmm. from around the state, mm-hmm. and you've only been there 4 months, so I don't know, mm-hmm. maybe Alan knows it. Ever talk to people who come from other places, other countries?
Absolutely.
Travelers who've just found us here.
Absolutely. And to tell you the truth, I've actually been around Wichita festivals for over a decade. I was actually a volunteer continuing my service into this organization before I became the helm of this organization. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, we have people that travel from near and far. We have people that travel within the states as far as like California, so East and West Coast. And we have received some data that we have people that have come from beyond that. So just not to direct any particular country, but we do have data that supports that. We have people that travel from outside of the country to come and visit.
Great. You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey Radio Stations. Our guest, Wichita Festivals, Inc. CEO, Brianna Wonk, and Windwagon Smith, number 51, Alan Horton. Did I say it right that time?
Oh. And it's Brianna Monk.
What would I say?
Wonk.
I did?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
It's, I always say
like
monk, a Buddhist monk.
Yeah. You should know your name, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Just a little.
Brianna, I'll use your first name. Tell us about the River Festival buttons. Will visitors need buttons for all the events?
Absolutely. The River Festival buttons are $20 for adults and $10 for kids. They can be picked up at any of our local Quick Trips, and you can continue to buy them from the Wichita Festival office. Buttons, that one particular button can be used to go and attend any type of festivity that we have. That gets you into 9 days of fun and excitement. Now, I would like for people to know that there are a few days that you will be able to come in without the use of the current button. On Thursday, we have our Throwback Thursday. Thursdays. So that means that you can any button that you have from the past can be used to enter in Wichita Festivals. And also on Family Fun Day, if we have any children 12 and under accompanied by a paid adult button, we'll be able to get in for free. So we're trying to increase the families that come into festivals, and as well as try to benefit some of the people who may not be able to afford it.
Will the food court be open each day?
The food court would be open every day, and from 11 to 2, we will not require a button to get from 11 to 2. You can come eat lunch for free. So we want to let people know about that. And also, speaking of the food court, we have gone ticketless and cashless in the food court. And what that means is that you can take your debit or credit card directly to a food vendor and use your card directly and pay them. If you don't have a card and have cash, we have what we call a reverse ATM. And the reverse ATM, you put your money into the ATM plus the $2 fee. Don't forget that. And that loads a card that will then you'll be able to use at any of the vendors on the food court and on Douglas.
What's the challenge there? What's a menu?
Oh, the menu, we have a little bit of everything. We just say bring your appetite, anywhere from chicken to corn to vegan options, you name it, to tacos, to just you name it, we have it. Delicious and tasty food, just bring your appetite. I want to say, for the bars or any place else, you can use your cash and card there. So the ticketless and cashless is just for the food court and Douglas Street food items.
I want to highlight some of the activities and just let you talk about them a little bit. How about paddle boats and kayaks?
Oh, the fun stuff. If you are a water warrior, this is for you.
Why?
Because on those particular activities, you can use your Riverfest button to go out and do any of the paddle boats located at the River Vista location.
Okay.
We also have Cardboard Regatta and the Cowboy Bathtub Races.
Got the bathtub races.
Yes,
good.
And the Fishing Derby. So if you like the water, not afraid to get out there, we absolutely have something for you.
It is a river festival.
Got
helicopter rides?
We absolutely have the helicopter rides. They are back. And those are separate, of course, but we have those available, as well as the hot air balloons.
All right, let's talk about the music for a little bit. Who you got on stage this year?
Oh, my goodness. We have a great lineup. We have Everclear, Paramount, Flo Rida, Sir Charles. We have Jamie Johnston. And we have Jalen Johnston. He is the one who had just won second place at The Voice. He's going to be on during the last night. And the perk about that is we still have some VIP tickets available. If you listen to gospel music, we have Marvin Sapp available on Fiesta del Rio night. We also have La Arrolladora, and they are absolutely going to be phenomenal. And that's just to name a few. Don't forget Alan Stone.
Okay, so do you have to have tickets for those special tickets?
Your button will get you gain you access to any of those concerts. VIP tickets, though, are separate, and those are still available on Eventbrite.
I'm sorry, where can we get those?
On Eventbrite.
Eventbrite.
Yes, for all VIP tickets.
Okay. What are some other activities?
Some of the other activities, we have our military night. That starts about 6 o'clock. We have our salute to military. We have our display of colors. And right after that, we will have our ice cream social. We also have I also want to remember to say that we have our River Run. Don't forget, River Run is huge. We have about 1,700 people already signed up to attend that. Our parade, don't forget that. And that's just a few things. What I want to do is make sure people look at our guide and go onto our Wichita Riverfest website, and they'll be able to see all of our daily activities, as well as that will be displayed in the media.
That River Fun, River Run, I went several years when I was a runner, and that is a fun deal. I mean,
yes, it is.
You're out there with and nobody's talking.
No.
You're just running.
Yes.
So all you got is several thousand feet hitting them. It's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. We have about a couple of happy feet going out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and gravel grinder. If you like to bike ride, we have those 20 and 40 mile bike rides that are available. And those are for people who absolutely love to hit the pavement.
Okay. Anything new and exciting, or did you just mention the new and exciting?
Some of the newer things, we have the Phoenix Lounge, and that is a mocktail bar. So for people who do not drink, we do have other options available for you. In addition to that, we have our dragon dancers and our cultural dancers that are available through the Asian community, and that is that's going to be a newer feature going on there. Cornhole is back. We have a lot of fun and exciting features in Kids Corner. And I also don't want to forget the Children's Entrepreneurship Network.
Really?
That is going to be going on Sunday between the hours of 1 and 4. And that is where we have children that will be running the booths, and they will line Douglas. We have over 50 different children that will be lining those booths there. And if you want to come out and support, we encourage it. The parents are only allowed to help count change, but the entrepreneurs are the kids themselves. So we are excited to see that.
When's the Twilight Pops concert? Or is it still called that?
We don't have the Twilight Pops this year, but lo and behold, you may catch it in 2026.
Ooh, okay. Well, it's always a hit.
Yes, it is.
But if our listeners want more information, how can they get it?
Definitely look at our guide. So once you buy a button from our local area Quick Trips, the guide will be in the button bag, and you'll be able to see that, as well as going on to our Wichita River Fest website.
Alan, I want to go back to you for just a second. You said you've been involved since 1980?
Correct.
Well, how did you get interested? Did you come down as a spectator and decide you were going to do more?
Well, with my accounting background, the only thing I originally did was the river run. And about 2 years into my public accounting career, an individual approached me from another accounting firm and said, "Hey, do you want to volunteer for the Wichita River Festival?"
Sure.
I said, "What do I do?" And he said, "Well, we're in charge in the food court. We handle the ticket sellers. We take them to their booths. We bring them supplies. We bleed the money out of their booths. And we help reconcile at the end of the evening." And I said, "Well, sounds like you need an accountant or a banker or something like that." Yeah. And he said, "Yeah, that's why I ask you with your accounting background." So I agreed to help them in 1980. There were four of us on the committee. The food court used to be across the street north of Douglas, where the library area is located now. And it was 10 days. And so with four of us, we basically had to work 6-7 days out of the 10. And over the course of the years, the committee has grown from 4 to about 18. Mm. We've shrunk down from 10 days to 9 days, but the volume that has come through there has increased tremendously. We've gone from 50 cents a ticket, which meant we had to have rolls and rolls of quarters for change,
yeah,
to $1 a ticket. That was great because we didn't have to run the coin counter for 8 hours on the last day of River Festival. And this year, with going to ticketless, basically our committee of the Purple Shirts has had to reevaluate our assistance in the River Festival, and we've gotten involved with button sales and the merchandise sales and the raffle and a couple of other items that are associated with it.
I wanted to get back to Brianna quickly here because the buttons, in terms, you've got a high security sense there.
And, yes.
And you also have, I'm sure, some other security measures just to make sure everything's safe.
Yes, we do.
You got the police?
Yes, we have Wichita Police Department and private security that is available. We have level 3 Jersey barriers that are available, which actually blocks the cars from coming, and reinforcements. So one thing that we are doing with our footprint, the WPD, private security, and our Jersey barriers is making sure that all patrons and people who support the festival are safe.
Are you enjoying your job?
I am.
You're not ready to go back to New Jersey yet?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No, even though I love Jersey, there's no place like home.
All right. Well, listen, sounds like a great deal. The River Festival running now, really. Until June 7th. All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for being with us. And good luck. Have a great festival this year. Our guest, Wichita Festivals, Inc. CEO, Brianna Monk, and Windwagon Smith, number 51, Alan Horton. That's all for this edition of Issues 2025. We'll be back next week. And thank you all for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.